I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Well, after weeks of heated debates, surprise endorsements, and secret recordings, Georgia Republicans are set to vote in a gubernatorial runoff today. The matchup between Secretary of State Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle pits the White House, which backs Kemp, against outgoing Republican Governor Nathan Deal, who backs Cagle. Both Republicans have tried to align themselves with Trump while taking hard lines on immigration, guns, and social issues. Democrat Stacey Abrams awaits the winner as she tries to become the first black female governor of any American state. Polls are open till 7 o'clock this evening. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on those who have already voted.
More than 210,000 Georgians cast an early vote in the three-week period leading up to the runoff election. Most of them are Republican ballots, as voters will decide their candidate for lieutenant governor and secretary of state. Less people voted early than in the May general election, but a tight race for the Republican nomination for governor between Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp has increased attention towards turnout on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The dockless bike share company OFO, which launched in Atlanta just last month, has announced that it's pulling out of multiple U.S. and international markets, including Atlanta. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that the move is part of a corporate-wide financial restructuring. The China-based company laid off about 70% of their U.S. staff last week. Plans call for the roughly 200 bright yellow bikes in Atlanta to be collected and redeployed in other markets, scrapped, or donated to charitable organizations. Well, today, Georgia lottery officials have upped the estimated jackpot in tonight's Mega Millions drawing to $512 million. That translates to a cash option payout of $303 million. The odds of winning the big prize are 1 in 303 million. The largest Mega Millions jackpot ever was $656 million in March of 2012. The Marietta High School football team has been hit with a $1,500 fine and is having all of its 2017 wins wiped from the record books. A Georgia High School Association investigation revealed two students who lived outside the school district were on the team. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, eligibility forms for the two players falsely indicated that their mothers were employed at Marietta High School, which would have made them eligible. An assistant to the school's former athletic director says she made a clerical error while filling out the forms. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream are back in action tonight. They're in Los Angeles to face the Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. With a 15-9 record, the Dream sits atop the WNBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.